Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you on Sunday the 28th of April, and welcome to this broadcast. Word of Grace comes to you out of the congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, of which I, Nigel Parker, am the minister. I'm delighted to have you listening in, but would also be pleased to welcome you to in-person worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 at our church premises at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville. After Jesus rose from the dead, he showed himself alive to his disciples for 40 days before he went back to heaven. We don't know all that he did in that time, but somewhere along the line the disciples were reminded of what they had learnt beforehand and which they didn't understand until after Jesus died and rose again. And today we remind ourselves of how Jesus described himself as the true vine. But first, words of praise from Psalm 22. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him, for dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring it to a people yet unborn. He has done it.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy God, Creator of all things, you are our hope and the source of all wisdom. Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, you are the vine and we are the branches. Your love is our strength, your energy is our joy. Holy Spirit, you nourish our faith so that we can bear fruit in many different ways. And we gather to offer our worship and praise you as a holy God, a loving Son, and a Holy Spirit, ever three and ever one. God of love, we confess to you that we fail to love you and one another fully. Forgive us for ignoring the instinct to worship you and turning aside to other things. Forgive us for ignoring the needs of others and setting our own needs above theirs. Forgive us for not following your ways, for seeking the praise from others, yet failing to encourage them in their endeavours. Forgive who we have been, O God, and root our lives more deeply in your love. The writer of the first letter of John records that God is love, and that God's perfect love casts out fear. Those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. So let us claim our hope in this good news. God's perfect love abides in us through Jesus Christ our Lord, crucified and risen. Holy Spirit, move in us as we listen to the scriptures and hear them explained. Open our minds and hearts to receive your living word so that we may be transformed to live as your Easter people. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 15, the first 8 verses. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Amen." One researcher tells of an avid gardener who told him about a cucumber plot he had planted. He had been very careful to select the best seeds and plant each one at its proper depth. He fertilized and watered the plants. He worked the soil faithfully each week to prevent weeds from encroaching, and he sprayed to prevent bugs and blights from affecting the young plants. The season was a good one. Just the right amount of rain and sunshine, and on the vines appeared broad green leaves and in due course the blooms. It looked magnificent. One day, he noticed that here and there, certain leaves were dying, certain blooms fading. Most of the leaves remained a healthy, glossy green, but scattered among them were those turning brown. Why, he wondered, would some die in the midst of all the living? So he investigated. Stooping carefully among the tangled mass of vines, he traced the ones on which the leaves and blooms were dying until he found that they were all connected to a single stem. And there, just above the ground, cutworms had severed the stalk. The entire vine above that point was dying because it was no longer attached to the roots and the stem that had produced it. For you gardeners in listener land, it's probably a common tale, but an instructive one to the people of faith. It reminds us that we die spiritually, that we are incapable of producing fruit when we are not attached to the vine, or when we are not connected to the roots which nourish us. It also reminds us that when we are attached, that the fruit that we produce comes to us naturally as a gift of God.
I planted a little rose bush, and I tended it with care. Its buds began to blossom, their sweet fragrance filled the air. But when winter came, withered, the petals drooped and fell to the ground. My heart sank as it faded, but I'd forgotten who had made it. And he said,
promise only he could keep.
All of us want to do good things. We want to produce good fruit, but many of us, in trying to do good things, end up feeling burnt out, exhausted, even despairing. And these thoughts point us in two directions. And the first is this. Are you internally connected to the life of God? Are you internally connected to the life of God? What do you do to nourish your spirit? How do you connect to something bigger and beyond yourself? Perhaps on a stroll on a spring day, you're aware of God in His glory in creation. As you listen to some piece of music, your spirit is caught up into something beyond yourself. As you gaze on something beautiful to behold, something lovely to look at, a piece of artwork perhaps, does it connect with some part of yourself that is more than flesh and blood? Maybe even God Himself. Jesus said, "I am the true vine." Jesus, as the true vine, is the source of our life in God. It is supremely in and through Him that God makes Himself known, and in Him, by abiding in Him, that our spirits are nurtured. If a branch remains attached to a vine in such a way that it's receiving all that the stem has to offer, then that's a picture of what John means by believing or trusting Jesus. He says in John 1:12, "To all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become the children of God." Believing is an attachment to, a coming to Jesus, and a receiving from Jesus. It is trusting in Jesus, remaining in fellowship with Jesus, connecting to Jesus, so that all God is for us in Him is flowing like a life-giving sap into our lives. So that's number one. Am I internally connected? For abiding is believing, trusting, savoring, resting, receiving from the true vine. But the second question is this. Am I externally fruitful? Am I externally fruitful? Here's what a commentator called Bruce Milne said about vines. He said, "The vine is essentially a utilitarian plant. It exists to bear fruit." William Temple eloquently portrays the fruit-bearing function of the plant vine. "The vine lives to give its lifeblood. Its flower is small, its fruit abundant. And when that fruit is mature and the vine has become for a moment glorious, the treasure of the grapes is torn down and the vine is cut right back to the stem. There's no other use for a vine than bearing fruit. You can't build a house out of its wood. You can't decorate your home with its flowers. The best measure of the worth of a vine is simply, does it bear fruit?" Here's John 15, verse 8. "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." Fruitfully abiding with life, love, and joy coursing into us through the connection between us and the vine proves we are Jesus' followers. That is, abiding and fruit-bearing confirm us. Jesus says of His Heavenly Father that like a gardener there is a pruning. Now pruning means being cut. The branches that produce the most fruit are the ones that can be most heavily pruned. It may be that you feel that you're being pruned in your life at the moment, that there are things that are being cut back, sawn off, done away with. Don't waste the experience. Use it to draw close to the one who is the true vine, to become more internally connected, and use it to become more externally fruitful in your life. Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, O God, for you have sent your Son as the Saviour of the world and your Spirit to graft us into the vine of life. You created the universe and everything in it and revealed your perfect love in your commitment to your people and your care for the poor and afflicted. Through your prophets, you promised a righteous servant who would suffer humiliation and injustice and like a sheep to the slaughter have his life taken away. In your Son, Jesus Christ, we have seen your promises fulfilled, and through his resurrection he has broken the power of death to hold the righteous. In his perfect love, our fear is cast out, and now, like branches of a vine, we live in him and draw our life from him, that we might bear much fruit to your glory. Creator of all that lives, maker of all that breathes, source of all that grows, nothing can long exist apart from you. Lord, hear our prayer for the world you have made and those who live upon it. And we ask your blessing upon the land and those who work it in these days, for those who husband the resources, who tend the vines and the crops and the plants and the animals and the beasts. We ask your blessing upon those who labour to nourish your people and those who work to feed the nations. Make them fruitful. We pray for churches, local organisations and businesses struggling under the pressure of economic challenges. May they abide in your love. We pray for our families, friends and ourselves, as well as those in the news whose situations tug at our hearts. May we all abide in your love. Come, Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, fill our lives with your life, your love, your light. We believe that you hear our prayers and will be faithful to our requests and concerns according to your will and to your glory. And so we pray together the words you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.